All right, Antonio Smith, you got a rootin' tootin' quarterback here in Matthew Stafford that you're going against. What impresses you most?
What impresses me most about Matthew Stafford? I'm trying to figure it out, man. Now, he pretty much make every throw on the field. He's probably had one of his best years I've seen him have, you know, starting off over the years, especially in, you know, some of the wins that he had. You know, it's hard to win in fourth quarters of games, you know, in this league, and he done consistently done it thus far this year. So, man, I would say the thing that most impressed me is winning. He find a way to win.
How do you do that? Because you bring it up, all four of his wins have come in the final 2 minutes, and then they lost another game in the final 2 minutes, not necessarily his fault. But is that just one of those you can't describe type of qualities, or what do you think?
I don't think you can describe it, man. Some guys got it, some guys don't, and then some years some guys don't have it. And then they come back another year, you know, and they're just their algorithms will just be on point, you know, to where every fourth quarter, you know, they win. But I don't think it's no special magic he got or nothing like that.
You have a unique perspective on him. You know, you spent some time in the NFC before you came to the Texans the first go-round. You played against him in 2012. How is he different now versus the previous time or times that you've seen him?
I'd say he got a solid team around him. He got a pretty good solid team around him. And when you got that chemistry going, man, that's when you get to just stacking them wins behind each other. So I would say that's probably it. I don't think his skill level was not as good as it is now. Then he probably was just as good, but sometimes you just got to get the right group of guys and, you know, to rally behind you.
I feel like a rude host. I haven't even asked how you're doing, how your game is going, how you're progressing. How are you?
Copacetic. Yeah, man. I'm doing fine. Aging like fine wine.
Like a nice Cabernet?
More like a strong, sweet port.
Ah, an after-dinner specialty. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, how about this?
With a kick to it.
With a kick to it? Okay.
Add a little whiskey in there.
That's a nice mix. What's speaking of mixes, what's this defensive line, this front seven like that you're a part of? What do you think of it?
Man, we are a diverse but fun group of guys, man. I'm loving it. I'm fitting right in. It's been an experience, you know, just getting to know some of the personalities. You know, we got a couple guys who really like to lay hard fines on people, you know, but then they don't never want to go pay theirs up, you know, but we ain't going to say nothing about that.
What about the young guy to your left here? You got DJ Reader. He's been playing a lot. How much fun has it been to see him?
Man, I loved it. It's always fun for me to see the younger guys in this league develop into the, you know, Pro Bowlers of the future and the players of the future. You know, just to watch their game develop and the things they add to their game and see how they start. And then you come back years later and see what they became, man. That's an amazing thing to me. That's one of the most things I enjoy about this game.
So it's safe to say he's one of the young Padawans that you've mentored over time. You got Merciless in there, J.J. Watt, you know, a number of guys, right?
Well, I haven't got to really mentor over DJ quite yet. You know, I don't want if I put too much on him right now, he might not ever be able to touch him, you know. So I got to let him humble himself a little bit before he can receive the power of a Jedi.
Fair enough. One last thing before we go. The NRG crowd, how much of a difference does it make when you guys are out there on defense?
I've said it all my career, especially being a pass rusher, is crowd makes a tremendous difference. They can win games. They can win games for you. They confuse offenses. They make it easy on me to read a snap count, you know, because if you take a team's snap and hard count away from them, you know, it's that much easier to rush the passer. So, fans, get as loud as you can, you know. We're going to have a party come Sunday.